This is Poetry on Northland Morning, a celebration of the language, written word, and sense of places, past and present, that make up our community. You might be hard-pressed to name famous Finnish philosophers. In fact, people in Finland might be hard-pressed to name famous Finnish philosophers. But there is one philosopher of a sort that Finns are introduced to from the time that they're born, and they carry his wisdom with them throughout their lives through his poetry. Long before she worked at KUMD, our former station manager Mimu Samala was born and raised in Finland, and it didn't take her any time at all to select a reading from this poet-philosopher, however unlikely he might seem.
So I picked a poem that is by Elina Karjalainen, a Finnish author and a journalist who wrote this book in the 70s about this teddy bear that has some really insightful poems for children. And as a kid, I got this book, and my mom used to write these poems to people's birthday cards and cite these poems quite often, actually. And this specific one that I'm going to read is very fitting, and it really guides me a lot in my life, and it just comes to my mind many times. The bear's name is Upponalle. It's a story about this bear that a French little boy threw this teddy bear in the ocean, and it floated, and a little girl, Reeta, found it and then took care of the bear, and the bear starts writing poems. So Uppo means sunken. It's a bear that sunk. These poems are known in Finland quite well, and, you know, they appear on, like I said, birthday cards. Upponalle has been honored with a postage stamp, and there's a children's hospital named after him. And so it's a big deal in Finland, and kind of a visible, well-known bear. It's a really an interesting way of teaching children, and actually adults as well, about fairly simple things in life that seem very complicated. Bear asks good questions and points out important things in life and questions all kinds of things that we adults think that things are supposed to be the way they are.
Did you share these poems with your kids when they were little?
They are still little. So, yes, I do. That's a good point. I have not read them to them yet. Actually, the ending of this poem, I have mentioned that to them. But not enough now, Lisa, when you mentioned that. So this poem is from Elina Karjalainen book, Upponalle Poems. And here's the Finnish version of it. Ihmiset tahtovat kaikenlaista. People need all kinds of things, foreign things from foreign countries. Soon our closets full of junk, although life stays the same. For your happiness, there is no need to purchase anything. For happiness, you don't even need a bank.
Poetry is produced at KUMD by Lisa Johnson, with help from Chris Harwood and from an original concept by Lisa Fitzpatrick. You can find links to the poets and poetry on this show on our website, along with a complete poem read in its original language. Poetry is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.